everybody. This is Simeus Day, podcasting for AboveTopSecret.com. Just going to talk a little bit about the little situation of sorts over on Below Top Secret, the little bit of an issue that happened over there in regards to some comments I made. And the way they were taken by some, the way they were meant by me, and all that good kind of crap. And let's start this off by saying, naturally, you know, it's really hard to come across how you want to, or how you really mean to when you're typing. You're having to write out what you're thinking instead of, you know, looking somebody in the face and say it to them. It's always a lot easier to understand it when you're face to face with somebody. And, you know, granted, I'm a little bit harsh in some of the things I say, and, you know, I could say I'm sorry for it, but I'm really not. It's the way I am. It's the way I type. It's everything else, you know. But in regards to this whole situation, it seems like a lot of people kind of misunderstood what I was saying, and, you know, I get that. I say things wrong. You know, especially online anyway, when I'm typing, things don't really come across the way I mean them to, and it happens. You know, it happens all the time. It happens with everybody. You know, I'm sure all of you had times when you're conversing online and you piss somebody off because something you say doesn't come across the way you mean it. And that's basically what happened with this whole situation. The first thing I'd like to talk about is my little comment in regards to I couldn't care less about Bill or Simon or any of them. I couldn't care less about the rules, blah, blah, blah. Let me clarify that a little bit. You know, naturally, as far as personally, I could not care less about Bill or Simon. I don't know them, never care to know them, never will know them. And, I mean, that's just the way I feel. It's not an insult to anybody or anything else. I'm sure they're not, you know, they're not dying to get to know who Jason is. And that's, you know, that's the way things are. It's the internet. It's not like I live two doors down from these people and I'm saying I hate them. You know, it's not like that. But I don't care. You know, when I get online, and this is really what I meant. When I get on Above Top Secret, the last thing on my mind is what Skeptic Overlord is posting today or what Simon had to say or anything like that. You know, I don't care. I don't think nothing about it. And that's just the way I am. And I care more about what Lori was up to, or Steve was up to, or Speaker of Truth's up to, or Green Eyed Leo's up to, or something like that. You know, that's what I care about. That's why I come back to Above Top Secret. I don't come back for the rules. I don't come back for Bill. I don't come back for Mark. I don't come back for any of those guys. And, you know, I mean, as far as the online environment goes, I don't know much. I don't talk to Bill. Bill doesn't talk to me. I don't talk to Simon. I talk to Mark a little bit, and I like Mark. Mark's awesome. And, you know, I kind of try to check up on what he's saying because I like the guy, and he's been nothing but friendly ever since I've been there. Anytime I've had a problem, if I U2U him, he's right back there at me. And he always does it in a polite manner, which is more than I can say for a couple of the staff of sorts. And no, I'm not talking about Bill. Bill's never, the only time Bill's ever been rude to me was when I was rude first. And I mean, you know, I've never U2U'd Simon, never got one from him, so that's not who I'm talking about at all. And the majority of you guys out there that are actually going to listen to this, you know exactly who I'm talking about when I talk about a member of the staff that is just rude beyond any sort of reason. And, but, you know, going back to what I was saying, and then I said I couldn't care less about the rules, and I really don't. I don't care about the rules. I respect them. I respect the rules, and I respect why they're there. I want the rules to be there. I appreciate the rules. I appreciate being able to go into threads, and it's not just a big fest of throwing F-bombs back and forth at each other. You know, that's stupid, and it's totally unproductive. And even though I do disagree with some people's view of how pro profanity just dumbs down a message. That's not true at all, and that's ridiculous. It's words. If profanity can dumb down a message for you, then you have a problem. You need to come to terms with it. And especially, you know, these people that think darn it and crap and everything else is any better. It's not. It's not any better. It's words. It's all the way society looks at words. And I understand, you know, them not being typed out. And I do understand somebody not wanting to listen to a tirade of nothing but curse words. I understand that. That's exactly why when I do my podcast, I put the extra disclaimer there. And, you know, some people don't mind it. Some people do. I understand that. Don't listen. Just don't listen. Just, you see that, leave it alone. That's all you've got to do. But, you know, in other words, while I'm on this subject, Bill made the point of, you know, almost like he tried to make it seem like I was mad because he deleted my last podcast. It pissed me off when he did it. There's no doubt about it. But I also understand what he said when the little bit of a message he sent me when he did delete it. And that was it. It was stupid to me, but it was done. And that's that. It's exactly like I said in the thread, which he, you know, where he chose to ignore when I said this. I said I didn't agree with it, but he did what he thought he should do. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And, sorry, jumped around again. Back to the whole rules thing. I don't care about the rules. When I log on to Above Top Secret, I'm not logging on with the intention of breaking the rules. I know a couple people seem to think that that's what I want to do, but it's not. That's freaking ignorant. I don't get on there to break the rules. Therefore, I do not care about the rules. You know, granted, there's times when that gets me in a little bit of trouble because I kind of forget a little bit my place at Above Top Secret, and I step out of line, and usually somebody like Chisler or somebody else is right there to, you know, they shoot me a U2U and things are done. Just like that. It doesn't bother me at all. If a mod sends me a U2U, you can ask every one of them that's ever done it. I at least try to be cordial to them. I try to respond. I try to be polite. Anytime they give me an applause, I make sure to thank them. Every single time. You know, and even times I've asked them, like, what was that for? You know, that my post was not brilliant in the least. It added nothing. And, you know, it's just, they appreciated what was said, so they applauded me. And I try to return that appreciation the only way I can, which is to say thank you. And it's not, it infuriates me when I type something out. And exactly what I said was, I do not care. I did not say at any point that I thought the rule should be gone. I never said that. Not one time, but almost. And if you can go back, I haven't even checked to see if the thread's still there, because I left it just like Speaker suggested. I took his advice. I left the thread alone, and I will continue to leave the thread alone. But if it's still there, go back and read what I said, and actually, please just read it. What I said was, I think the rules need a bit of clarification. I said, I think it would do good for everybody at the site to redo the handbook, to actually go through and, you know, just elaborate a little bit on some of the rules. For instance, the swearing rule, the censor circumvention. You know, it says on there, you know, don't use the net slang or something to try to get away with a curse word. Like, instead of typing F-U-C-K, type in F-V-C-K. That's what it says. It does not say, do not use F asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. It does not say that. And to a lot of people, that is censoring. That is how they censor words on public television when they're, you know, actually displayed. That's what they do. That's censoring. That is not censor circumvention. But at Above Top Secret, that is censor circumvention, and you will get a warning for it. That's all I'm saying, is just clarification. Not doing away with the rules. That would be stupid. And at no point did I say to do away with the rules. But if you will go back and look at the thread, you will see the responses to what I said, and they're along the lines of, have you ever been to a site that was a free-for-all? Have you ever been to a site that didn't have rules? Yes, we've all been to a site like that, and yes, they do get out of hand very quickly. The only problem is, I never said that the rules should be done away with. I never said that. Never, not once, not one time, anywhere did I say that the rules should be done away with. And I want to make that very, very clear. Because, you know, the business slogan of AboveTopSecret.com is deny ignorance. You're not denying ignorance when you can look at the words that somebody said and not see them. When you respond to something that was never said, that is not denying ignorance. That is fully embracing it and saying, look at me. I'm a moron who cannot read. And I'm not directing that at any of you guys. I don't feel that way about you at all. I like most of you people. You know, granted, there's a couple. I do not like Bill at all. Bill probably does not like me at all. I think Bill is very, very pompous in the way he comes across to people. And he probably feels the exact same way about me. I know a lot of people think that I'm just this arrogant little turd who's here just, you know, thinks I can do no wrong. And while that's not true at all, I understand why some people feel that way. And even the same thing with Bill. If I met Bill in the street, if I met him face to face, I might not feel that way about him, but chances are I might. And he would probably hate me up with a passion if he met me in real life. But I don't think there's anything wrong with me saying I just don't like the guy. He comes off as just thinking that he can say or do no wrong. And I'm sure most of you guys don't feel that way about him. I don't know why I feel that way. It's just the way I feel. And it's not an insult. I don't mean it to be an insult in any way. In any way. What I have to say about Bill is completely meaningless to Bill, I'm sure. But as far as that goes, I tried to express how I felt a little bit, and I did. I got a little bit aggravated, and I might have said a few things I shouldn't have said, which, you know, I tried to refrain from it. And it's like I said, can we not just agree to disagree and leave it at that? And that's what I did. I'm not sure what has been said since I left the thread, but that's exactly what I did. I walked away from it, and I said, well, I'm just going to agree to disagree with you. You know, take your shots, do whatever you got to do, feel however you want to feel about me. I don't care. It's not going to bother me anymore. I said what I had to say, and I'm saying it, and this is going to be the last time I say it. I think the rule book needs a little bit of clarification. That's it. I think it would make the mod's job easier. I think it would make everybody's life easier there. When somebody gets a warning, they get a link, including that warning, but you know, 6 times out of 10, they click that link, and it seems unrelated because of the way it's worded. It almost seems like it doesn't fit what they were warned for. And, you know, put it this way. A lot of people in this thread cannot understand the difference between I think the rule book needs clarification and I think the rules should be done away with. If they can't understand something that simple, then the rule book definitely needs some clarification. It almost needs to be laid out in pop-up book form. You know, possibly a flash animation detailing the rules a little bit. You know, I understand the rules. I don't think the rules need clarification from me. They don't need it for Speaker of Truth. They don't need it for Anhinga. They don't even need it for Steve-O or Green-Eyed Leo or Lori or anybody like that. They need it mostly for the new people. The new people need a little bit of clarification in the rule book before, you know, they come off and they do something stupid and then they want to jump a mod's case because they think the mod is being a quote-unquote Nazi about the rules. That's all I think. I think it just needs a little bit of clarification. And with that, I'm done with the thread. I'm done with discussing this issue, period. I don't care about it. It's in the past. I could not care less. It's done. And with that, let me go on one more time. This is probably the fifth or sixth time now on the whole legend thing. Okay. It is in jest. I say it, it's a joke to me. I do not in any way, I don't run around my room with a legend cape on. I don't make anybody in real life call me Simeus. I do not do it. Simeus Day is an online persona. Just like Access Denied is an online persona, and Speaker of Truth is an online persona. Granted, those personas do take a good part of us into them. You know, we're a huge part of that persona, but that doesn't mean that's the same person you're going to meet if you walk up to me in the street. I'm not that damn conceited. I don't sit here and think that I'm a legend of Above Top Secret. If I was ever truly a legend of Above Top Secret, I would shoot myself in the head. Not because there's anything wrong with Above Top Secret, but because taking the internet that seriously is one of the major problems in this world right now. Internet dating, internet friendships, internet love, all this is false. Granted, it is very, very easy to establish a online friendship. It is, and you can find people that you have something in common with online, and that's good and that's fine, but you don't love them. You do not love them because you do not know them. I've been talking to Steve, and I've seen pictures of Steve, and if Steve walked up to me in the parking lot tomorrow, Steve would not know me, and I would not know Steve. We wouldn't recognize each other because we've never met. And I know Steve-O, and he knows Simeus Day. And Steve-O is Simeus Day's little brother. And Simeus Day loves Steve-O to death and will continue to do so. And Jason likes Steve a lot. Steve is a very good friend. But I don't know Steve, and Steve does not know me. I hope that makes sense. And I know Steve will not take offense to that because I'm pretty sure Steve knows exactly what I'm talking about. But as far as, you know, this online love, this online relationship crap, that's what's wrong with the world now. You walk outside and people are not together. They're not showing love for each other in the real world. They've taken it to MySpace. They've taken it to Above Top Secret, places like that. And that's silly. And I wish that, you know, I wish people could be as open in the real world again as they are online. I really do. I think the world would be such a better place if people could embrace each other in the real world like they do online. But back to what I was saying, because this is running long and I need to go ahead and end it. But Simeus Day is a legend in his own mind, and he exists only online. That's the only place he lives. He lives in the internet. That's it. He is virtual. He is digital. He is nothing. There is no Simeus Day. There is Jason, and Jason talks a bit through Simeus Day. And that's it. A little bit of me went into him. He's a whole lot of himself. And that's exactly how you guys need to look at it. Those of you that take this so seriously, please turn your computer off for at least a week. Turn it off and walk away from it because you're getting way too involved. Way too involved. And I don't believe this. I don't live this legend persona. I don't. I'm sitting here in my freaking boxer shorts smoking a cigarette. Okay? that's as real as Simeus Day gets. And I wish you guys would understand that a little bit instead of buying into it. Just the fact that you guys buy into it as much as you do, that's either I'm damn convincing or you need to back away from the computer a little bit. But anyway, let me say hey to Speaker of Truth, my little bro Steve-O, Lori, Green-Eyed Leo, Dead Flag Blues, definitely. And Hinga, anybody else that's going to listen to this, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Take care. Love all you guys. And I'm sorry if I pissed anybody off. That wasn't my goal at all. I was, you know, I'm just trying to be honest. I'm trying to be honest, and that's all I'm doing. And if I'm wrong for that, sue me. Take care, guys. Have a good one.